What a change a year can make in the cotton market. Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, says a year ago at this time, cotton prices and demand were looking fairly good.
Right now, prices are at some of the lowest levels that we've had since going back to the beginning of the 2009 year. And really, when we think about the current situation in prices, a lot of it can be attributed back to the market position and the actions of China. China's the largest producer, largest consumer of cotton, and also the largest importer of cotton. And through some of the policy changes they've made, they've indicated they're going to import less cotton in this current marketing year than what they've done in the past two or three.
The global stock situation for cotton right now is high, with much of it being held in China. But Adams says there is hope that demand can recover somewhat in the coming year.
We're seeing some early indications of that. I think particularly outside of China, we're starting to see some improvement in demand. So hopefully this is the year as we look forward where we can continue to see some demand growth, maybe catch up with world production and start to work through those stock levels. But the overall indicators are that it could be a tough year as producers look at the pricing opportunities for their cotton going forward.
Adam says the big question right now is how much cotton will be planted this year.
The expectation is generally that cotton acres will decline in 2015. That's the expectation for the United States. The National Cotton Council will come up with our first estimate and release it in early February. But I think even if we see a decline in U.S. acres, the overall moisture situation in much of the cotton belt is probably in one of the best early season conditions that we've seen. So I think there's still a chance for a good crop in the United States.
However, the new Farm Bill has made the decision-making process for cotton growers a bit more complicated this year, according to USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis.
One of the major changes in the last Farm Bill was the movement from cotton's typical safety net, which was based upon a countercyclical price program, moved it to crop insurance. And this new program is for crop insurance. And so the mobile app and the crop insurance decision tool allows producers of cotton to really learn more about the Stax program, to learn more about how it interacts with their typical crop insurance policy. Obviously, this is a big change for cotton producers, and we're trying to do what we can to educate them so they can make the decision that suits their needs the best.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.